Blog Talk Radio.
Ego to be Sinekedima, 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 Abba, Oluwadara, 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 Oluwadara. Come and feed the goodness, it may feel and compassion. I have feed the Lord's goodness, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Have you seen the Lord's goodness? It's mercy and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. Ogene Yuma, Ogene Yuma, Ogene Yuma, Ogene Yuma, Ogene Yuma, Ogene Yuma, O Yuma, Ke, Oluwadara, 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 Odara, Omi, Sinekedima, Ogeneyoma, 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 Oluma, Kele. Magnify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, as by the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord. As by the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As by the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord. As by the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As by the name of Jesus, you say, boom. Abundantly able to deliver and to save. Jesus, you are able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust in him. Our God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. Jesus, you are able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to sing some song for my brethren, in honor of my brethren in River State. Rivers State, Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria, where I came from there to this place to dwell here and here. So Rivers people, God bless you. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministry. And I'm led to sing some songs in Rivers State language for you all today. Oboma Ediye Oboma Oboma Yanaba Oboma Ediye Oboma Oboma Yanaba Oboma Ediye Oboma Oboma Yanaba. The other song says Barrio Dule Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule. Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Sage, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule, Barrio Dule. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. Oh yes, Jesus, I love you, Jesus. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you, Lord Jesus. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. Oh, yes, I love you, Jesus. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. Greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. Oh yes, I know you, Lord. Greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. Oh, yes, Lord, I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. Lord Jesus, I want to know you. I want to know you more. I want to love you, Mom. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life, loving you. Oh, yes, Jesus, I love you. The greatest thing in all my life. It's knowing you. Oh, yes, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and Paving Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Buchanan coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, blesses, and delivers. Hallelujah. God is a great God. We're going to meet with God today in a mighty way. Lord Jesus, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let there be a breaking through today and a breaking forth. Souls be won into the kingdom of God today. Yes, Lord Jesus, this is us in a mighty way. Oh, yes, there's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival. There's going to be a revival in the land. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome your spirit, your power, your anointing. Yes, Lord Jesus, let there be an open door today, an open gate today, a breaking forth, a breaking through today. Do something new in the lives of your people, oh God. Let there be a visitation from on high, an outpouring of your spirit and your power, your anointing, your grace, and your mercy upon everyone that is coming into this program today. God, just bless every one of us through this program today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I was born to be God's dwelling place, a home for the presence of the Lord. So let my life now be separated unto thee, that I may be what I was born to be. I was born to be God's dwelling place, a home for the presence of thy Lord. So let my life now be separated unto thee, that I may be what I was born to be. Emmanuel, 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 your name is God. Emmanuel, is God with us, is God with us, revealing us, revealing your name is God, your name is God. Emmanuel, I was born to be the dwelling place, a home for the presence of thy love. So let my life now be separated unto thee, that I may be what I was born to be. Emmanuel, 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 your name is God, your name is God. Emmanuel is God with us, is God with us, revealing us, revealing us. Your name is God, your name is God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel is God with us. Is God with us, revealing us, revealing. Your name is come, your name is come. Emmanuel, is God with us. Revealing us, your name is come, your name is come, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us, revealing us, revealing, your name is come. Your name is God, Emmanuel. Is God with us? Is God with us? Revealing us. Reveal. Your name is God. Your name is God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. He's God with us. He's God with us. No one can be against us. Your name is come. Your name is come. Emmanuel. Emmanuel is God with us. He's God with us. Revealing us. Reveal. Your name is called, your name is called, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, is God with us, is God with us, revealing us, reveal. Your name is God, your name is God, Emmanuel. He's God with us, he's God with us, revealing. Your name is God, your name is God, Emmanuel. Oh, yes, his name is called Emmanuel. God is with us. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for you, the devil and all his cohorts can't even be against you. Because God withholds his victory, God withholds his success, God withholds his blessing, God withholds his victory. He gives us power to rule and to reign supreme here on earth as kings and priests of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministry. God is going to visit us mightily today. We're going to be talking about understanding God's purpose for your life. A very important topic, a very important question. What are we here for? What is God's plan for me? What is God's purpose for me? What am I supposed to be doing on earth? It's very important. You can't just be in this world for nothing. Oh, no. Read through the Bible. Many times when people were to be born, the prophets would speak about them before they were born. You know, for unto us a son is born, for unto us a child is given, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He shall save his people from their sins. And the prophets were speaking about Jesus Christ before ever he was born. And you want to read about something? His parents were told who he was going to be. And then he talked about John the Baptist. And so many, Moses was even revealed before he was born. It was spelled out, Moses is coming to deliver the people from Egypt and take them to the land of promise. That was said before Moses was even born. I like that. So these people live a life with purpose. They didn't just live, you know, just like any other person, you know, just living, just going through the earth, you know, no real reason, no purpose. They are just existing and just passing by. Some people just passing by. Hey. God have mercy. God forbid, I'm not passing by. No, I'm not passing by. There is a purpose for living. And until you discover that purpose, please don't you rest. And that should be your prayer today. God, I need to know why I'm here. What am I doing right here on planet Earth? Am I a mistake? You know, our text is taken from Acts Apostles chapter 9, from verses 1 to 15. Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verses 1 to 15, talks about the Apostle Paul's conversion. He used to be called Saul of Tarsus. The Apostle Paul, his original name was Saul of Tarsus. And he was a Rasta person, you know, Ragamuffian. He led to the persecution of the church. He led people to persecute the early church in Acts of Apostles chapter 8. He ordered the killing of Stephen and persecuted the church in Jerusalem. And he thought that that was God's plan for him. He thought that that was God's purpose for his life. So he was just doing what he thought he should be doing. And many people are like that. See, the idle hand is the devil's workshop. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. Show me someone who is idle doing nothing, the devil is going to occupy that person. And of course, the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the devil gives assignments to people who are not on purpose. People don't know their purposes on earth, their reasons, and, you know, what they are supposed to be doing. They're going to be idle, doing nothing, and then the devil takes over their mind and, you know, uses them for different purposes. But my prayer today is that we discover God's purpose. Harakabasa. There's somebody on this program, you are trying to commit suicide. Oh, yes. You are trying to commit suicide. There's somebody on this program, you are trying to commit suicide. God said, no, don't commit suicide. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Give your life to Jesus. Jesus will save you. He will help you out of that situation. Jesus will deliver you from that situation. Jesus will help you from that situation. Please don't commit suicide. Don't do it. Don't do it, please. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabasaya. Iblanda yiki sentiriba. Iblondo yoko. Horiba. Holy Spirit, take control. Yes, take charge. In the name of Jesus Christ. Understanding God's purpose for your life, it is very important. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. For this reason, for this purpose, Jesus Christ of Nazareth came into this world over 2,000 years ago, lived for 3.5 years, and then died on Golgotha Hill for salvation. The purpose is set up, so there is no mistake about it. Ha. May you discover your purpose, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are not a cockroach, you are not a lizard, you are not a butterfly, you are not just passing through the earth. God has created you for a particular purpose and reason. You need to key into that reason right now. In the name of Jesus. Look at Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4 from verse 14 to 16. Esther was in the palace. And she probably didn't know why God put her there. And Haman had already planned death for the Jews, trying to destroy them. Mordecai came to Esther and said, Esther, you know what's going on? Haman has planned death for the Jews. And you are there in the palace. Esther chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. You are there in the palace. You're not doing anything about it. Please, who knows whether for this reason God has put you in the palace at this time? You know, you need to do something about it. You know, we're talking about discovering God's purpose. So Saul of Tarsus didn't know God's purpose, so he was doing just about anything. Anything goes. You know, a lot of people are like that. They don't know God's mind, God's purpose, God's plan, God's will. So they do anything. They just do anything. You know, destructive thing. You know, do you think God created you to be a prostitute? God didn't create you to be a harlot. God didn't create you to be an armed robber. God didn't create you to be a terrorist. God didn't create you to be a liar, a thief. God didn't create you to be a gay and lesbian. God didn't create you to be a nonentity. God didn't create you to be useless and stupid. God created you for a divine purpose. My prayer today is that you will find out, you will discover God's reason for your life, God's purpose, God's will, God's plan for your life. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. But they that doeth the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. Matthew Gospel chapter 7. Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, Lord. Everybody is saying, Lord, Lord, Lord. Is it enough to say, Lord, Lord, Lord? Not everyone that said, Lord, 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 are entered into the kingdom. Then he now said, but they that do the will of the Father. That's what Jesus said. Which means those who are going to the kingdom of God are those who are doing the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. What is God's will? What is God's plan? What is God's purpose concerning you? What did God create you for? You know, you need to discover this thing. This is very important. It is very important. I want to hear it. I had a preacher say something like this. I better spend so many years trying to discover God's purpose than to live so many years not knowing God's plan. Oh, yes. Not knowing God's plans and purpose and God's will. You know, you find yourself doing the wrong thing. That's what the Apostle Paul was doing. On his way to Damascus, Acts of Apostles chapter 9, Saul of Tarsus, on his way to Damascus to go and kill all the Christians over there in Damascus. Who sent him? Nobody sent him. The devil has occupied him. That's what happens. That's what happens when people are not in the will of God, when they are not in the plan, in the purpose of God. You know, the devil occupies their mind. So he was on his way to Damascus to go and kill all the Christians there. Son of Tarsus. What did the Christians do you? They didn't do you anything. You are going to Damascus to go and kill all the Christians over there. And on his way, he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that changed his life and turned him around. And the voice spoke to him, why do you persecute me? Then Saul of Tarsus, he asked the question, who art thou, O Lord? Then he said, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Go to Ananias and get the vision I have for you. So he came to Ananias. Ananias told him, you are the apostle to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentile nation. You, Saul of Tarsus, you are no more Saul of Tarsus. As from today, you are the apostle Paul. You are going to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the heathen nation. That was God's purpose for Apostle Paul, but he didn't know this all his life, so he was just doing anything he thought he should be doing. And that is the problem today. People are just doing anything they think they should be doing. You know, just anything at all. And the devil have occupied people's minds. And they are just thinking negative things and bad thoughts and, you know, all kinds of things going on. And they are not divining the voices they are hearing. Is war a good thing? War. The war. War is nothing good, but look at China, look at Russia, look at some of the nations. They are looking for war. They are looking for opportunity to go and fight wars and kill people and bomb and throw missiles. And kill people and bomb nations and destroy nations. That's not the will of God. God did not create you to go and fight war and bomb people and kill and send missiles and send soldiers to go and die. God didn't send you to do that. That's not the will of God for you. Come on. You need to repent of such evil thoughts. So people are filled with bad thoughts. The devil occupies their minds. And they keep planning evil and thinking evil and bringing out evil thoughts. You know, this is not good. That's not the will of God. We need to discover God's will. So Saul of Tarsus, his name was changed to the Apostle Paul because he had met God. He's now living a new life. He's not going to kill Christians no more. He has found the will of God for his life. He has found the plan of God. He has found God's purpose. So there is no going back. And he received the spirit and the power of God. And that was the story of the Apostle Paul. May that be your story today. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you discover what God wants you to do. May you do what God wants you to do. In the name of Jesus, may you be in the perfect will. There is a perfect will, a perfect purpose, a perfect plan for your life. This 2022, may you find yourself in the perfect plan and purpose and will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the devil will not occupy your mind. The devil will not give you assignments. Satan will not give you jobs to do. May you find out what God wants you to do. In the name of Jesus Christ. There was Jonah, the prophet Jonah. The prophet Jonah, God called him and told him, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh and speak the word of God over there. Prophet Jonah, I want you to go to the city of Nineveh and prophesy to the people and preach over there and tell them to repent or else judgment is coming. Prophet Jonah, instead of doing what God has said, Jonah's book of Jonah chapter 1, 2, 3, that's a short book. It's only three chapters. Jonah chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. Very interesting book to read. Jonah bought a ticket and boarded a ship, and he was on his way to another city called Tarshish. Jonah was going the opposite direction. God told him, go to Nineveh and preach and prophesy to them to repent. But Jonah on his own, you know, he bought his own self-will. The perfect will of God for Jonah, it was go to Nineveh and preach. Go to Nineveh and prophesy. Go to Nineveh and tell them to repent. Or else they will face judgment. That was the perfect way, the perfect purpose and plan for Jonah. But Jonah went the opposite direction. He bought the ticket by himself, and then he was traveling to Tarshish. That's not, God didn't tell him to go to Tarshish. He was going to Tarshish. And this is the problem. This is the problem. Every time people go the opposite direction, and on his way, there was trouble until he had to tell the sailors to throw him into the water. You see, come to the end of the rope. There's nowhere to run to. He said, I'm the reason why this boat is in, this ship is having trouble. You know what? For you to have peace, throw me into this ocean. He didn't mind. He didn't care. A preacher said, some people will repent when they get to hell. When they get to hellfire, everybody is going to repent. That's when they are going to repent. No repenting right now because nothing is going on yet. Jonah, you want to go into this water? So, okay. So they carried Jonah and threw him into the water. And this loving God, this gracious God, knew the end from the beginning. He is Alpha and Omega. He prepared a fish under the water. The big wave had to swallow Jonah, the prophet Jonah. The big fish had to swallow Jonah and then carefully took him to the shore of Nineveh. And then vomited him right down there. Now, listen to this very carefully. Scientists say that the belly of a fish is too hot for any human being to live there. Scientists say that the belly of a fish is too hot. The belly of a fish is hot. No living thing can survive in the stomach, in the belly of a fish. But Jonah was in that fish for 3 days. And he prayed a prayer that saved his life. He repented and confessed his sins to God. He had mercy of God. God forgave him for disobedience and preserved his life until he got to the shores of Nineveh, where God had sent him. See, that's not the best. See, we call that the permissive will of God. Permissive. God didn't send you that direction. You are going that direction. It's the permissive will of God. You shouldn't be in the permissive will of God. Oh, yes. We shouldn't be in the permissive will of God. We should be in the perfect will, the perfect plan, the purpose of God. That's what it should be. How about Joseph? Joseph in Genesis chapter 45, verses 5 to 9, Joseph was one of the sons of Jacob, and he lived a good life, loved God and served God and worshiped God faithfully. His brothers hated him and sold him into slavery. And while he was in slavery, he was implicated and thrown into prison for what he didn't do. And that's still going on today. People are thrown into prison, into jail for what they didn't do. It's going on. But God is a judge, a living God. And Joseph found himself in a position where he became a blessing, even in the prison. He was interpreting the dreams and then the visions of the people, and they recognized him, and that brought him to become the prime minister of Egypt. Your gift shall make room for you. Your gift shall make room for you and bring you before great people. Joseph was now in Egypt, the place of authority. And Joseph was in charge of everything in Egypt. And his brothers came to him, Genesis 45. They said, we need food. There is famine in the land. Our father Jacob is at home. There's no food. There's nothing. Can you help us? Joseph, you know, he was ready to help. Joseph knew them, but they didn't know him. The last time they met, Joseph was just a boy. Now Joseph is a full-grown man. Now a prime minister in the foreign land of Egypt. And his brothers were worried when they discovered that this is their brother, the soul. And Joseph made a powerful statement in Genesis 45, verses 5 to 9. Joseph said, don't worry yourself anymore. Don't fight. Don't quarrel. Don't disturb yourself. This is God's will. This is God's plan. This is God's purpose. God sent me to preserve life. Oh, yes. Those words are very powerful statements. God sent me to preserve life. That's why he allowed this situation. So this situation is not for evil. God has made all things to work together for good. I pray for everyone listening to this message that God will make all things to work together for good for you. What your enemy thought for evil, what your enemy planned for evil, what your enemy thought to kill you, God should use it as a stepping stone for the glory of his name, in the name of Jesus Christ. A disadvantage has become an advantage. What is the advantage? The person who was sold into slavery has become the answer to every problem. And it became a testimony that Joseph was sold into slavery so that there will be hope for those in need, so that there will be hope for the hopeless. So everything has a purpose. And Joseph made it clear. He said, I was sent here to preserve life. Genesis 45, verses 5 to 9. Joseph said, I was sold into slavery, and the reason is that to preserve life. So I was born to preserve life. He discovered God's purpose. He discovered God's will. Hey, may this happen to you. In the name of Jesus, may you discover God's will, God's plan, God's purpose, God's reason, God's, you know, what God has for you. May you find it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God today. We are blessed to have the woman of God, Pastor Evangelist Vanessa Ali. She's going to give us some songs and continue the word of God as well as the Spirit will lead us. Pastor Ali, you're welcome.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we love to sing his praises. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. So we just praise the Lord today that we have rest. Because the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we have breath, and we can praise the Lord. You know, when you see the games, football games on television, and basketball, people are just in the audience, and they are moving on, and they're loud, and they're just raising their voices in praise for their team. So we are on Team Jesus. So we just want to praise him, glory to God, for his
goodness.
We just thank the Lord today that we can come from his presence with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we can enter into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. So I'm going to worship the Lord today, a couple of blessings, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Just 1 minute.
Victory today is mine.
I stand in awe in your presence. Humbly I bow before your throne. I lift my head to you and worship you alone. Lord, I magnify, I glorify, I give my praise to you. Lord, I magnify, I glorify, I give my praise to you. I stand in awe in your presence.
Oh, yeah.
Humbly I bow before your throne. I lift my hands to you and worship. And worship you alone. Lord, I magnify, I glorify, I give my praise to you. Lord, I magnify, I glorify, I give my praise to you.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give our Amen. Praise to you, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the bright and the morning star, the first and the last, the great I am, the Prince of peace, the holy and righteous one, the lily of the valley, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the great high priest, God of Asi, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We just magnify you. We glorify
yes.
you just because of who you are, Lord. We praise you today. We lift you up. Because you said in your word, if you would be lifted up, Lord, you would draw all men unto yourself. We just praise you today for the praise and for the worship we can render unto you, because we are breathing, we are alive, and we are well. And the Bible
yes.
says, let everything, even the little birds tweet outside in the morning. You just hear them singing. They're magnifying. The trees, they blow, and the flowers bloom. They're magnifying, and they're glorifying the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to share about Abraham. We're still talking about understanding God's purpose for living. Abraham, the name was Abra. That was the original name, Abra. But when he met God, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, a father of many nations. Which means God's purpose for Abraham was to become Abraham, a father of many nations. And this change of name occurred in the Bible so many times. It occurred also in Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Jacob, the name Jacob was given by his mother. His mother called him Jacob, and he lived to that name. Jacob means a supplanter. Jacob means someone who steals, someone who uses tricks to collect other people's blessings, someone who is a trickster, you know, a fraudulent person. So his mother gave him the name Jacob, and he wrestled with the angel in Genesis 32, verse 22 to 32. Jacob wrestled with the angel. At the end of the contest, the angel said, you know what? You have won. I am sent from heaven to help you. I have broken that nature, the nature of trickster, fraudulent. I have broken your ties, showing that yoke of being a fraudulent person, a trickster, has been broken from your life. You are no longer Jacob. As from today, your name is Israel. You have wrestled with God and man and prevailed. Genesis 32, verses 22 to 32. And so the name was changed from Jacob to Israel. I want you to take note of these changes of name. More of the time, the name matter. Because sometimes people live according to their name. Now, Saul of Tarsus, Saul a rascal man, but Apostle Paul, a missionary. Now, Abraham, the word Abraham means exalted father. Abraham means exalted son. Now, when God changed it to Abraham, father of many nations. So you see, the name has to do with your purpose. The name has to do with God's will and God's plan for your life. Some people's name need to be changed. Oh, yes, some people's name need to be changed. Some names are not from God. You know, some names are, you know, the parents who didn't think about it, they just gave out names. You know, names, funny names, names that, you know, have nothing to do with the kingdom of God, names that don't have anything to do with purpose, you know. And King Solomon said it all in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. He said, the whole duty of man on earth, the whole purpose of man on earth, is to serve him. The whole reason you are here is to serve God, to love God, to worship God. What else will you do in this world if you are not going to serve God and worship and love? You want to love the Satan? You want to follow the devil? You want to, you know, follow Satan? No. See, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. He said, the whole purpose of man on earth is to love God, to keep his commandments, and to serve God. That is the whole purpose why you are here on earth. You are to love God, to worship God, to serve God. This is King Solomon, who have enjoyed everything on earth. He talked about prosperity, he talked about fame, he talked about wealth and riches and women and everything. Solomon has tasted everything and called them vanity. He called them vanity. These are vanities of vanity, empty. These are empty things. You know, everything is useless. That's what King Solomon was saying. And then Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, he now said, the whole conclusion is, the whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God, to love God, to worship God, to reverence God. The whole reason why we are in this world today is to love him and to serve him and to worship him and to, you know, to support his vision, to be a servant of Christ, to be a worshiper of Jesus Christ. You know, ye are God's temple. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God dwells in you. Jesus lives in you. Jesus dwells, the Holy Spirit lives in you to use you to fulfill God's missions on earth. If the whole reason why you are earth is to make wealth and riches, then it is defeated. Because all those wealth and riches and houses and buildings and bank accounts and cars and vehicles and aeroplanes, you're not going to take them to heaven. When you get to heaven, there will be only one question. The question is, how many souls have you won for the kingdom? How many people have you inflamed for Christ? What have you done on earth for Jesus Christ? The whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God and to worship him, and you haven't done anything for Christ. You just live your life, and all you did was to gather wealth and riches and money and faith, and he died, and everything is gone. Apostle Peter says, the whole earth shall melt away with a fervent heat. Only what is done for Christ shall remain. Only what is done for the kingdom of Jesus shall remain. Everything shall melt away like a fervent heat. The whole earth shall melt away like a fervent heat. Only what is done for Christ shall remain. Hallelujah. We have Faith and Daniel, you are welcome. How you are doing today? Faith and Daniel. God bless you, brother. How you are doing?
We are doing
Yeah, all the way from Nigeria. They are joining us. They keep into the program all the way from Nigeria. You want to
Praise
think of
Lord.
Something? You want to come to think of something?
Yes, sir. We will try to sing a song, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, give us a song.
Imela Zopo Sam, Imela O. This is an Igbo song. Igbo is a part of Eastern Nigeria.
Yeah.
Imela Zopo Sam, Imela O. The title is Thank You for Saving Me. Jesus
yes.
has come to deliver us from death, from fear, from affliction and disease. So the song is saying, thank you for delivering me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for making way of escape for me.
Yeah.
That is the meaning of the song. It goes
yeah.
like this. Yoruba version said, O Sheng Togba Milo, O Sheng Wo, O Sheng Togba Milo, O Sheng Wo, O Sheng Togba Milo, O Sheng Wo, O Sheng Togba Milo, O Sheng Wo. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Can he answer a couple of questions like we're talking about God's purpose for living, God's purpose for our life, and what do you think is the reason why we are on earth? Are we on earth just to make money and wealth and riches, just to have fame and just be popular? And then make wealth and riches, and that's it. Well, what do you think? What are we here for? What are we supposed to be doing on earth? What is God's will and God's plan for us Christians, the people of God? Yes, tell us something.
Oh, yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the beginning, in Book of Genesis, chapter 1, God created man on his own image, and
yes.
he gave us a power, a dominion power to rule on earth, a power to take over and possess the earth.
Yes.
There is no spirit has any authority on earth except he used a human vessel.
Yes.
So the earth is made by God for human to have the authority, the power to rule. But
Amen.
Unfortunately, when Adam sinned, we lost that dominion power. The dominion is no longer there because sin brings fear. Sin brings affliction. Sin brings disease. Man begins to run away from God, begins to fear the animal that he single-handedly names. Animal is a pet for a human being before, but after the same fear enter, there's a kind of fear. The dominion is no longer there. So Jesus come to restore. He said, our sin have you forgiven. It is finished. And in book of Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 10, he said he made us kings and priests to reign on earth. To reign on earth. In other way, be children of God. You are the glory of God on earth. You are the eye of God on earth. We are the ambassador of heaven on earth.
Yes.
Jesus, the disciple asked Jesus, how do we pray? Just how to pray in the book of Matthew chapter 6. He said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Their kingdom come. So it's our responsibility to make the kingdom of God manifest on earth, to make the will of God to become a reality on earth. God will not come down to rule on earth. We are the one that he rule in our vessel.
Amen.
In the book of Daniel, God rule in a cell of man on earth.
Yes.
So what I want to say, we are made to show forth his glory. We are made to rule on earth as a God ambassador here on earth.
Yes.
So the earth is a dominant by we human beings on every area. And we are made to rule. We are not made to be a beggar. We are not made to be a liability to God. Uh-huh. When we are doing well, God is happy with us. When we are not doing well, God is not happy with us. That's the way it is. In the book of Luke, this will tell a story of a Lazarus. He was a poor man, but he's a born again. At the end, he made heaven. But that is not how God wants us to make heaven. Abraham equally blessed at all things, and he makes heaven. So God wants us to be a king and a priest, to be a ruler in our domain. He doesn't want the power of darkness to rule over us. No, he wants the power of light to rule on earth.
Yeah.
He wants to be that force after the order of Abraham. Jesus died for the blessing of Abraham to come to the Gentiles.
Yes.
So it's all about the death of Christ and resurrection. It's all about blessing. It's all about a turnaround. It's all about testimony. It's all about victory. It's all about us walking on the light of God, which is light of dominion, which is light of prosperity, which is light of joy. It's not affliction. It's not disease. It's not disgrace. No. Jesus rises triumphantly at every area.
Yes.
So we made you as a king. We made to be a dominant force of glory of God here on earth. Power of darkness should not be the one to rule. No.
Amen.
It must be the power of God to rule on earth. So
Amen.
That is why we are here as a born again. We are light. We have to show for the light of God. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, it says, let your light so shine, so that men will see the work of God and glorify God. So we are made to live a life that will glorify God. We are made to exhibit the character of God here on earth at every area of our lives.
Yeah.
Praise God. And we are made to rule in every area of our lives in Jesus' name. So that's why we are here, right? To show forth his glory and show forth his praise.
Yeah, so thank you. So that's a great one. Faith, Daniel, you can answer this question. How do I know the will of God for me? How do I know the purpose and plans of God? What do you think I should do to know God's plans and purposes and God's will? Because Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. So there is a will of the Father. There is a plan. There is a purpose. There is a reason of the Father. Now, supposing I don't know the will of God, somebody doesn't know the will of God or the plan or purposes of God, what do you think the person should do? Yes, let's hear from Faith.
Okay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I believe that everything in life, everything has a manual. It's just as you go out, you buy an electronic, and then in the carton, you see the manual. The manual gives you direction of how to use that electronic. So it is with us as children of God. We have a manual, which is the Bible.
Yeah.
So everything we are looking for in life is in the Bible.
Man.
God's will, God's purpose, God's plan for us, they are plainly written in the Bible. So it is left for us as children of God to open the Bible and read. And not just open it casually and read like a novel. You pray, Father, as I read your word, let the eyes of my understanding be open. Enlighten me, speak to me, show me what you have for me.
Yes.
And as you open and read, God will surely speak to you.
Amen.
And he speaks to us in different ways. He can visit you in a dream of the night. He can give you inspirations from the word of God. As you're reading, he will keep ministering to you. As you're going about your daily chores, he can speak to you clearly. He can even use the things of the word. He can just use little things to just speak to you. But I believe strictly that the plans of God, they are all written in the Bible. And that is why the Bible, God admonishes us to read the Bible.
Amen.
Because everything we need in life is found there. So the Bible is a Christian's manual.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 Pastor Vanessa Lee, I want you to talk about the difference between the perfect will of God and the imperfect will. Because God told Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach to them to repent and be saved. That's my plan for you, Prophet Jonah. Go to Nineveh and prophesy to them, or else they will face judgment. But Jonah bought a ticket and got on a ship going to Tarshish. See, that's the imperfect will of God, and then he left the perfect will of God. Tell us a little bit about what happens when people are not following the will of God. They are not following God's plans and God's purposes and God's way. When people go the opposite way, the other way, what are the repercussions? What is your advice to people who go the opposite way? Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God
about
purpose, and God has put a purpose in each and every one of us before we were shaped in our mother's womb, before we were formed. In our mother's womb, God had already had a particular purpose that he intended for each and every one of us. And that's in Jeremiah 29:11. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. This is what God expects from you being born. So you can go your own way, but God has an expected end. You know, we can go, when we're trying to go south to a certain destination and we're on the wrong road and we're going north or going east or west, we'll never get to our destination unless we follow the road that's going to lead us to what? That expected end. Glory to God. Expected end. So when God puts things in our hearts, and I just want to give a little testimony of what God did to me, and we don't listen. We pay for it in other ways. I remember when I was going to Oral Roberts University and I was packing my bag this particular day, and the Holy Spirit told me to bring my CD. Take your CD. Now, think about it. You're in class. Why would I take a CD? I don't have a CD player in my hotel room. I don't have a reason to take a CD at all. It didn't make sense to me. So guess what? I was disobedient because I was leaning on my own understanding, not trusting the Lord. And so I didn't take the CD with me. When I got there, you know, we usually have praise and worship in the mornings before for our class. We had praise and worship service, and there was two women. And these people were all from all over the United States, actually all over the world. They had people from Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East, Caribbean Islands. So there are people from all over the world attending the classes. And so there were two women, one from Florida, one from Texas. And we were all standing together in just praise and worship. And so they heard me singing. And after class, they said, oh, you have a beautiful, beautiful voice. And I just thanked them and said, I appreciate it. Well, the next day, one of the instructors approached me and she said, well, do you mind giving us a selection tomorrow during praise and worship? And the first thing came in my mind was the Holy Spirit saying, didn't I tell you to take the CD with you? And I was like, oh, my God, that's the reason why he told me to take it. He knew what was going to happen. I didn't.
Yeah.
So what happened was there was a woman in my class, and I asked her, did they have any Christian bookstores in the area? You know, I'm not from Tulsa, so I didn't know. And she said, yes. So God, in spite of our disobedience, he gives us the desires of our heart when we delight in him. I wanted some home food. You know, I was eating a lot of fast food. But I said, I wish I could just get some home food, like some greens and some macaroni and cheese, just some home-cooked food. So this restaurant, they had Piccadilly's, and I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's called Piccadilly's in Tulsa. And I said, she said, yeah, there's this bookstore over there by Piccadilly's. She said, I'm going to go over and have something to eat. Would you like to come with me? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm getting two things. And one time I'm getting the food that I want, and then I'm also going to get the CD. So I was able to go, and we had a good conversation eating. And also she took me to the bookstore, and I purchased a CD, and then had to go to Walmart and purchase a cheap CD player so I could practice the song. And I already had the CD here in my house. So I purchased a CD for a CD that I already had. If I would have been obedient to the Holy Spirit, I would have took the CD with me. But the next day I did minister in music, and that's when I was sharing with you guys a couple of weeks ago on the prayer line that I do on Sundays. I was sharing with you that I was chosen to sing for my graduation class out of 600 students. They chose me to minister music during the graduation. But God was setting us up, and God will set us up when we're obedient. And even when we're not obedient, we'll just be delayed. But God is going to, his purpose, like I said, expect it. And whatever God has for you to do, you can't run from God. You're going to do it because he's sovereign. And I would just say, save yourself a headache. Save yourself time. And just be obedient. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, it's not just being willing, but it's also being obedient. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Jesus said that. He said, you're just bringing all these sacrifices in here. God doesn't want all these sacrifices, but he wants a contrite heart, a broken and a contrite heart. God wants our obedience. He wants our heart. He doesn't want our lip service on Sundays and then go out and do what we want to do for the rest of the week. You know, and we want God to bless it, bless what we do, and sanctify what we want. But Jesus said on the cross, he said he didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want to die. Let me clarify that right now. Jesus did not want to die on the cross. Jesus did not want to get pierced with nails in his hands and his feet. He did not want this. But Jesus said, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And we need to do the same thing. Nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Let the Lord guide and direct your path. Don't try to make your own way and then want God to bless it. So what I would say to people who are going the wrong way, there's only one way north, and that's going north. There's only one way south, and that's going south. There's no other way. You're either going north or you're either going south. But you can't go south going north. You can't go forward looking back. So we just got to focus and get our mind made up to follow Jesus and to be obedient. And we fall down. That's why I gave this testimony of myself, how I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit when he told me to put the CD in my suitcase. But I wound up paying more money for something that I already had. You know, it was just a hardship for me. I could have saved that money. But I had to do it because I was disobedient to the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit is prompting you, to do a certain thing, and you may not understand why, but God doesn't give us reasons. He just wants to know if we're going to be obedient to whatever he tells us to do. And don't waste a lot of time, don't waste a lot of money, and don't waste a lot of energy, because at the end of the story, his will is going to be done. Anyway, he says, let his will be done in heaven like it is on earth, like it is done in heaven right now. So I just want to encourage all the listeners to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Whatever God has prompted you in your heart and you know what it is to do, be obedient. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to say, I don't have the money, I don't have the connections, I don't have anything. Jesus, he was obedient unto death. Look at Joseph. He was obedient. Look at Daniel. He was obedient. And like Bishop Barakora was speaking about Esther, he said, if I perish, I perish. We have to have that determination that if we perish, we perish. But we're going to be obedient to the Lord. We're going to do what he tells us to do, when he tells us to do it, and how he tells us to do it. Amen?
Yeah, amen. No, that is good. Mr. Daniel, Brother Daniel, can you, I want you to talk a little bit about not my will, but thine will be done. Because Jesus made that statement in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was praying, he was contemplating whether to still go to the cross and die for the whole world or escape the cup of suffering and going to the cross to die. But Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed that prayer. Not my will, but thy will be done. And, I want you to talk about that a little bit more.
Praise God. Yeah. I have a strong conviction that conviction that whatever we are doing in life, whatever we are doing on earth, is a will. Whatever good we are going through is the will of God.
Yeah.
So, will of time for sacrifice. If you read your Bible in the book of Isaiah 53, it makes it boldly, very clear. Isaiah 53 from 1 to 7. He opened not his mouth. He accepted the death of the cross. He opened not his mouth.
Yeah.
He did not say no to that death. Why?
Yeah.
That is why he came on earth, to die for you and me, for the world, for the whole world. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus can say that prayer, can say, Father, because what lies ahead of him is a very big issue. For him to have the courage to go to the cross is not easy. It's not easy. In that moment, the flesh is weak. Let me use that word. But thank God, he hung on. He still believed.
Yeah.
And he go and die for you and me. So in our own case, the will of God is not for us to die as a sick man or a sick woman, or the will is not for us to die as a poor man, beggar, riches. No. His will is for us to overcome. When you live a triumph, whatever comes upon us, we overcome. He said he will never allow a patient, a trial that is bigger than us, to come to us. So he said whatever is coming to us is what we know we can able to overcome. So Jesus can say that based on his purpose, he came on earth. He came to die. And in that point of death, there is a fear. There is kind of fear that came over him. And he's like, will I go back or should I go ahead? Thank God he go ahead and pay the price for you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So our case and that of Jesus, we are living where Christ ends as a victorious person. And in the Psalm, I mean, in Romans chapter 8, verses 35, see, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. So
yes.
We are living a conqueror in every battle, in every challenge. So in 3 John 2, he said, I wish above that you will be in good health.
Yeah.
Even as your soul prosper. Above you should be rich. So that is the will of God for you and me, is for us to be prosper. It's for us to overcome every challenge. Whatever comes upon us, we overcome. He said, Peter, I have prayed for you. The Satan desire you, but you will not fail. Your faith will not fail. That was the prayer of Jesus to, even when he wants to die, he said, Peter will not die. He still prayed for Peter. For Peter, his faith not to fail. So what makes us to fail in any circumstances is when our faith fails. If faith failure is a heart failure. If faith failure is a failure in life. So when our faith is still strong, hang on God, we shall surely overcome. And it comes out in every issue. Triumph, indeed. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes,
so God will for us is for us to overcome at every point of time. It may not be now, but you overcome. Surely you will come out of it. Abraham, before he gave birth, he wasted for many years, but he still be a father. Sarah, at old age, he still be a mother. So he waited at the end. The promise manifests. So that is the point. God will for us is for us to hang on in his promise. For us to believe in him, for us not to fail, to have a faith failure. In the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 8, it says, when the Son of Man come, will he find faith on earth? So he always come. But the point is that, are you still remaining faith? Say to this mountain, build and remove and cast upon the sea. He didn't give us the sea, the mountain will remove in one day, or in 1 hour, or in 1 week. It can even be up to 1 year, in 2 years. They still believe it will come to pass. Praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I have a question. When God scatter our plan, our personal plans and purposes, we have made up plans and purposes. Can you talk about this? You made up plans and purposes. You made up your own mind. You made up your own thoughts. And then God's thoughts come. God's will come. God's plans and purposes come. And then you find out that your own plans and purposes have been dismissed. And God's plans and purposes have been put in place. Does such things happen? Look at Jonah, for instance, as an example, and then look at Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't want to go to the cross, but he had to go. How do you feel about that? Say, tell us something about God scattering our plans and then putting his plans in place.
Okay. I love the part you said, God scattering our plans. Praise God. Praise God. In the first place, why God scattered our plans is because we did not find out from him first what his plans for us are. We just went ahead to make our own plans, and that's why he ended up scattering it in the first place. So it happens. Our God is a loving father. He knows the end from the very beginning. While we don't, he knows the past that is right for us. In fact, when we were yet in our mother's womb, he has already ordained, he has already made plans of what will happen. And then we just grow up choosing our own way. He knows that the path we have chosen will not end up well with us.
Yeah.
And that is why he tries his best to bring out his own plan and expects us to follow his plan. It's just like a father and the child. Because of the age difference and everything, life, the father knows a whole lot. And then telling the child, oh, don't do this. If you do that, you will end up wrong. If you do this, if you touch that, maybe if you touch that lantern now in Nigeria, like we have lantern and candle. If you touch this, if you touch it, if you play with candle now, it will burn you. But as a child, oh, you look at it, the light is glittering, oh, it's fine to play with and the rest. If you touch it, it will end up burning you. That is how it is with God. He already knows the path that is good for us. And I feel as children of God, we should adhere to his plan and his purpose for our life.
Yeah.
If he comes and he scatters our plan, oh, good and fine. Yes, at that moment, we feel sad. At that moment, we feel bad because this is something we've always wanted. We've built our entire life on that dream. And then he comes and says, no. Okay, let me give an example of our bishop, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Yes.
He went to school and he studied architecture.
Yes.
He graduated in flying colors. But at the end of it, God called him into ministry. He never practiced for once.
Yes.
He dropped his certificate and followed God. And today,
he is
doing very well.
I believe
if he did not follow the plan of God, maybe if he left, if he said, no, God, oh, I've gone to school, how will you just come from nowhere and tell me to drop my certificate and then serve you? Maybe if he had followed his flesh, he won't be where he is today. Yes, God has substitutes. He would have used someone else, and we will never hear of him today. So as children of God, we should follow God's plan. We should follow God's plan. If he comes and scatters it, we should see it as a blessing. Because there are many other people that did not have a second chance. They did not have that chance. So if God comes and then he scatters our plan, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, God, you are faithful. Though it's painful, but thank you. And then we follow his plans. So it happens.
Amen.
It happens. It happens a lot.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Pastor Vanessa, Jesus made a statement. Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. That's Matthew chapter 7. They that doeth the will of the Father, which means everybody is saying, Lord. But then Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. Pastor Valencia, I want you to speak on that a little bit. What do you think that scripture is telling us today?
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
No, Jesus, he, like I said earlier, he did not want to go to the cross and die. You know, he actually prayed to the point where there was blood, you know, sweat, blood, because he was so tormented by thinking the fact that he would have to go to a cross. I mean, that's something to think about, but he was so obedient to the Lord and to God that he said that, you know, not his will, but my will be done. And there's so many people, and I'm speaking about Christians now. I'm not talking about unbelievers. Christians who are doing their own thing, their own will, and not the will of the Lord. You know, God is not a cookie-cutter God. He makes each, every one of us individually, even with twins. They're still different. They're unique. Everybody is unique. And we're trying to follow someone else's dream. You see a person with a gift of prophecy, then you want to try to prophesy. You see a person with the gift of healing, you're trying to follow someone else. You're trying to do what they're doing, but you're not successful at it because God didn't call you to do that. You're not following the will of God. You're following your own will, which you think is right. And, you know, people go astray because they actually don't know what God's will for their life is. And it's important to ask God. The Bible says, seek and you will find. Ask God, what is my purpose? What is your will for my life? Because like I said, we're talking about purpose. All of us have a purpose. And sometimes his will is not good. In the natural to us, we don't understand why this person took our money or our house or our child, whatever. We understand that, and God wants to go up, want us to go out and do something special for this particular person. And we can't understand that, Lord. Why would you want me to do that when I, you know, suffered pain from the hand of this person? Why would you want me to do this? But it's God's will. I mean, Jesus didn't do anything to deserve death, but he did it unto God, not because he wanted to do it, but because God wanted him to do it. So sometimes God's will is that we go through suffering. We might go through some pain. We might go through some suffering, but it's better to be obedient than to, like, do your own thing, go your own way. And a lot of people in the body of Christ are following their own will. They don't want to do what God says. They don't, you know, want to follow his will for their life. Even though he says that his plans for us are good and not evil, for hope and for a future, they still want to do their own thing. They still want to go their own way. And with me specifically, the situation that happened with me was God, you know, I had some money set aside for a house. I had already had a house, you know, and I had actually two houses. I was going to buy a third house, but then my daughter was in real estate, so I purchased an apartment building, six-story apartment building. And the Holy Spirit, I clearly heard the Holy Spirit tell me to take that money and buy some land. I heard the Holy Spirit clearly tell me that. As a matter of fact, that's the reason for the money. You know, he said was for that reason, was for his kingdom. And I was disobedient again. So don't say just because you're a pastor or you're in the church or you're in a certain position that, you know, you're not human, because you're all human. And we do things that displease God. So I was disobedient again. And I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit again. I had my own plans. I said, well, you know, I can buy this real estate, and then I can get these tenants, and I can just make money, and then I can save that money, and then I can do what God wants me to do. After I did what I wanted to do first. But that wasn't the plan of God. Everything backfired on me. I lost a lot of money. And I said to myself, why come I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit? Why come I didn't do what God wanted me to do first? Because he said, keep putting his kingdom first, and all these other things will be added. Just imagine if Jesus hadn't gone to the cross, all of us would not be here today. All of these other believers and these children of God, we wouldn't be here today because we wouldn't have redemption. But we have redemption through Jesus Christ. And the same thing, you know, we have to put God first, and we have to be obedient to his will. And don't beat yourself up because you mess up. You know, you fall down, you make a mistake. You just repent, confess you're wrong, and then do it again. And God is a God of second chances. And sometimes we have to wait. Because we don't listen, we have to wait. And someone told me that. He said, because he didn't know what was going on in my life, but he said, because you wasn't obedient to the Holy Spirit, there's a season of waiting that you're going to have to go through. And I'm still waiting. I'm still in that waiting season because I wasn't obedient the first time around. So just whatever God has given you to do, just be obedient to it because it's his will for you. And you don't understand it. And don't just put your own interests and your own feelings above God and what he wants you to do. Because my feeling was, I want this and I want that. And my feeling was, well, okay, I can just do this first, and then after that I'll do what God wants me to do. No, God wants to be put first. He wants his kingdom. Let his kingdom come. Let his will be done first. Keep his kingdom first. Whatever you do, make sure you put God's kingdom and his interest first. And then he says all these other things. Now, I believe I'll be better off today if I had been obedient back then. And there a couple of years ago, I know I would be better off if I would have been obedient to the Holy Spirit back then. But God, he's a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. He's a God of second chances. And when you mess up, just confess it and keep moving. And, you know, tell the Lord that I messed up. I'm sorry, you know, and I'm going to get it right. You know, we are not perfect. We make mistakes and do things that we shouldn't do. We say things that we shouldn't say. But God is a God of mercy, and God is a God who has compassion. The Bible says his mercies are new every morning. His compassion never fails. And he's a God who reads hearts. And he knows that you know, the flesh is weak. He knows that the flesh is tempting, and the flesh wants to have his way. And we just got to continue to resist the spirit of selfishness. Lord, you know, be creating me a clean heart, renew a right spirit in me, Lord. Whatever it is that I need to do, help me to do it with your strength, because I know I cannot do anything without you. So I'm asking for your strength to do this task that I don't know how to do, but I'm asking you for wisdom. I'm asking you for strength. I'm asking you for ability, and God will do it. He always comes through when we're obedient. You see, the key is being obedient to the will of God, even when we don't understand it. And Jesus didn't understand, you know, Daniel didn't understand why he was being thrown in the lion's den. He didn't understand it, but you know what? He was still going to be obedient unto death. And that's what we need to do, be obedient and follow God's will for our life and not what we want. And I'm talking from experience. Been there, done that. I wanted to do my own thing, my own way, but it didn't turn out. The expected outcome was not what I wanted because it wasn't sanctified by the Holy Spirit because I didn't put God first. I put my own will, I put my own interest first, and I said I'll do God second. God does not want to be second. He wants to be first. He wants you to put him first in everything, not in some things, but in everything. Put him first. His kingdom first. Do his will for your life first. No matter what it is, do his will for your life first. You may have gone to school to be a teacher or whatever, whatever, but God may have a different plan for your life. But just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says he leads us beside still waters. When he leads us, there's going to be peace. Beside still waters, there's peace. There's relaxation. God leads us beside places where you'll have that peace in your heart and in your mind, which surpasses all your understanding. You don't know why you're having that peace, but you're like, you know what, Lord, I finished school, I got this degree, but you're leading me in a different direction. So I'm just trusting you, Lord. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I don't understand why you want me to do this, why you want me to do that, but I'm being obedient because I know this is your will for me.
Nice.
And you just have to continue to follow the will of God, no matter how hard it is. And believe me, I'm not a pastor because I wanted to be a pastor. And believe me, I fought it all the way. And as a matter of fact, Bishop Barakora, Pastor Lawrence Obikwulu from Nigeria was the first person who prophesied over me that I would be in ministry. I thought he was crazy when he said those words to me. I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, me? Out of all people? But God knows, he saw something, and I was just fighting. I was like, no, I'm not a pastor. No, I'm not in ministry. That's not me. But lo and behold, little by little, it all falls into place because, like I said, God sees an expected end before we see it. He saw why he created me. He saw why I was born. He saw my destiny. I didn't. And sometimes he allows people to speak it into your life, and you don't understand because at the time when that was spoken to me, I really didn't understand it at all. I had no idea what he was talking about. And I said to myself, in my own thinking, that's not me. But God, he knows what he's doing, and it will come to pass. So we just have to trust God when, you know, we just trust God and lean out on our own understanding. But in all of our ways, we just continue to acknowledge him. And guess what? God will direct our path each and every step of the way. He will direct our path. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. We have just 15 minutes to go. We want to pray. The Lord is telling me we should pray. We're going to sing this song, and then we shall pray. We shall pray that people should find out God's will and purpose and plan for their life. You know, we should be doing the will of God and not our will. Christians all over the world who are listening to this message, they should practice what we are teaching today, discovering God's purpose. People should discover God's purpose for their life, for their ministry, God's plans and God's will. Because if you don't know God's will and God's purpose, the devil is going to occupy you. He's going to give you things to do. There's no middle way. See, it's either this way or this way. This is very important for us to discover God's will and God's plans and purpose. What does God want us to do? We're going to sing this song. And then we shall pray this prayer. The song says, To God be thy glory. To God be thy glory. To God
be the glory.
For things
he has done.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things
you've
done. By his power he has saved us. By his blood he has saved us. By his blood he has saved us. For a thing he has done. By his blood he has saved us. With his blood, he has saved us. By his power,
God,
he has
glory.
For a thing he has done. Let's pray for those. Pray for all that God will pray for everyone who have had your word today. That they will be doers of your words and not just hearers alone. God, help us to discover your purpose, your will, your plan.
In the name of Jesus.
For us, help us to yes, Lord.
Yes.
We need to see into God's purpose and God's plan.
In the name of Jesus. Lord.
God's
thank
will.
You.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Stand by your Baba Baba. Even though you'll be too terrible, we need to
keep
God's purpose. God's plan. Yes, we need to keep God's
plan.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, help us to discover your will. And the purpose for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We discover your purpose in the need and your plan. Yes, for the child, for the Christian, for the world, for believers, for the servants of the Lord. We may not be doing, running away from God's plan. Help us to key into your purpose and your plan. Everyone who has heard your word today, let them begin to feed into your purpose, your plans, and
thank
your will.
Thank you.
Will.
In the name of Jesus.
God, let your people know
thank you, Lord.
From what
thank
you want
Lord.
Them to do. In the name
yes,
of Jesus, Lord, we thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We give you praise.
Yes,
we give
Lord.
You glory. God bless everyone who has participated today. Bless them in their homes, their families, their ministries, their churches. Bless them, O God. As many that have listened and have joined us in this program by Facebook, by Twitter, by link, through the phone, and through the social media, God bless every one of them. In the name of Jesus, let them find God's purpose. Let them find your will, your plan, and your purpose.
In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord.
Let them key into what you have for them. Let them do what you want them to do. Not what they want to do, but what you want them to do.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
We thank give you praise.
Lord.
We give you glory.
Glory.
We give
hallelujah.
You honor and glory, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus Christ.
In the name of
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, praise. Amen. We want to thank every one of you who participated in one way or the other. God bless you all. Thank you for your support, for prayers, and your donations, and your gifts, and whatever you need to help this program to be on air. I will pray God to reward you all abundantly. God
in the name of Jesus.
God bless your families in the name of Jesus. Thank you all. God reward you all abundantly in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes. God bless you too. Yes. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Please forward this message to everyone. Forward it, email it, text it, and tweet it out to everyone. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Let them find God's purpose and God's will and God's plan for their life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tomorrow we have another section tomorrow evening. Key in and join us again. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Bless you, Apostle Oilade and the wife. Thank you so much for sharing and being with us. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory for the things you have done with his power. You have saved us. By his blood, saved us. With his power, he has saved us. For the things he has done. By his grace, he has saved us. With his blood, he has saved us. For the things he has done.